AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money case has ruled that if Trump takes the stand, prosecutors can question him about a number of previous legal issues. Here's ABC's John Santucci with more on what that could mean.
Think about all the cases Donald Trump has gone through up until this moment, the two E. Jean Carroll cases, et cetera. All of that can come up in court. And talking about where Donald Trump, of course, violated the gag order in some of those proceedings, being the attorney general's case and was hit with fines, et cetera.
Trump had sought to block all questions about other legal issues if he testified. The first witness is expected to be former National Enquirer editor David Pecker. And at some point, Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen will speak. Trump's team likely to try to discredit him.
They're going to say he is a liar, he is a fraud, he is a committed perjurer, and he is the key to their case, and you cannot trust his credibility.
That's ABC News. Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in La Crosse today, blaming Donald Trump for rolling back abortion rights in some states.
What we are seeing in these states that we are talking about are Trump abortion bans, and he can't get away from that.
That's Harris on the campaign trail last week. The latest Marquette poll shows abortion is the number one issue with Wisconsin Democrats. The state of Wisconsin is in good financial shape, according to the latest Wisconsin Policy Forum report. State debt is the lowest in 25 years, and reserves set a record last June. The Policy Forum says Wisconsin is in a good place to pay short-term bills, and the unemployment fund balance has built up again. The report says the state could use more money in its transportation fund. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The City of Monona Public Works Department starts opening up fire hydrants to flush out water mains today. Flushing out water mains helps remove built-up mineral deposits like calcium and magnesium. While crews are flushing out water mains, people might notice their tap water is discolored. To get rid of that, you should run the cold water nearest to your water meter until it runs clear. It'll take several weeks for crews to flush all the hydrants. The American Heart Association is celebrating the progress made to help people live longer, healthier lives. The annual Madison Heart Ball was Saturday. There was a reception, silent auction, dinner, and a program, followed by music and dancing. Money raised will support the American Heart Association's local efforts to help people impacted by heart disease or stroke, or those at risk. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks shocked the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The odds makers had Indiana as favorites, so did the networks. But the Bucks controlled the pace and beat the Pacers 109-94 in front of a loud crowd at Fiserv Forum, led by Damian Lillard, who scored 35 points in the first half.
We just got to beat a team that, you know, even when we win, we got to be coming in the next day looking to improve and kind of like, you know, shore up some of the holes that we had in the game tonight and be better in the next one.
Doc Rivers on Lillard.
You know, it's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect because I'm Ali and Frage. I grew up with boxing, and he's got that prize fighter-like mentality. It's almost like he was training for the fight, and then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready.
Game two tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cardinals to complete a 3-game sweep in St. Louis.
The guys are battling, man. They're battling, and they're coming up big for us over and over.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds increasing today as high temperatures strike the mid-60s. Thanks to the southwest winds pulling in the warmth but gusting up to 30 miles per hour. A quick shot of rain rolls through this evening and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow too.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, I'll break down the Ukraine funding bill being heard by the House of Representatives on Saturday.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
She's talking really big talk about how she believes in governance, and so that's why she wants to be responsible, because she cares about the institution. She didn't care about the institution on January 6th or even after January 6th, as she continues to support those that were trying to tear us down.
Jasmine Crockett, I'd like to inject her directly into my veins. One more, Jasmine Crockett on the floor about Moscow Marge.
So I don't really have much patience for Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has done everything that is the opposite of anything that will keep this country on track. I really hope that her district is paying attention and they decide to pick someone else.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of people we like to inject right into our veins, I mean, she's here.
It's politics, girl. It's politics.
Here she is, freshly jingled. Hello, politics girl.
Oh my God, I love that jingle. Can you guys hear me properly?
Yes, we can.
Amazing. Yep. Amazing. That jingle makes me so happy. It makes me feel very special.
You make us happy. You're just shiny. You're shiny and pretty and funny, and we just love you. So, and congrats on the new book, A Return to Common Sense. Talk about that for a minute.
Oh, you know what? I'm really excited about this book because it's one of the reasons I started this project in the first place. Like, I wanted to write a book to begin with because that's kind of how I'm a nerd and that's sort of how I function. But basically what I wrote it is because we all kind of know something's gone wrong in America. We know something's gone wrong in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And if we're being honest, we might not fully understand it, right? And I don't want people to feel bad about that. We really haven't had proper civics for a long time. Cable news is allowed to lie to us, and everything else seems to be for profit. So it's kind of understanding that no one knows what's going on, and they're not exactly sure how to fix it, and then they just check out. So, you know, at the end of the day, how do you fix something if you don't know if it's broken, right? So I started the podcast to kind of explain things to people. I started the rants to make them in really bite-sized pieces, and then I wrote the book. And the book is, as you said, called A Return to Common Sense, because I think that's what we should do. But honestly, it's a political book for non-political people.
Yeah. You know what? You always remind me. You are like, Katie Britt is like the bizarro world politics girl. Like, you just started this mom in your kitchen just talking, explaining stuff to us. And she's like It looks like that, but it's like creepy mom in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, I'm not here to terrify you. That is for sure.
She stole your act.
I don't talk in a fundy baby voice, so that also helps.
She stole your act of talking in your kitchen to ordinary
people. She did. She did. But you know what? It's one of those things where it's like you can use the word if you are the word. You're in on the joke. You can use the joke. I can call myself politics girl, knowing full well I'm a middle-aged woman. You know, like I'm in on the joke. And yet, you know, Katie Britt was not in on the joke. The Republicans made her the joke.
She was
they put her in the kitchen on purpose.
Yeah, she had that vibe like I'm in my kitchen, but don't check the crawl space kind of energy. I mean, I'm not implying there's anything in your crawl space. I'm sure there's not. Here's the thing.
There's Legos. There's Legos in my crawl space stuff.
So, happy, what are we calling it? Gas over? Gas. First day of gas over. It is Don Fartleone. I mean, you can't write this stuff, can you? That of course there's going to be reporting that he's actually farting in the courtroom in addition to falling asleep. I feel like this is, in a way, the best campaign ad for Biden, no matter what happens with the trial.
I don't know. I'm such an old school wasp. It's so funny. It's like Donald Trump is the worst, just period. The guy's a rapist. He's a criminal. He was a terrible president. He stole national secrets. You know, like there's everything about him is bad. The last thing I need to talk about is his freaking flatulence. Like he's just terrible. So like I leave that. I get that it's funny, but like this guy's not funny. He's a danger to our country. And I'm sick of belittling it or making it funny because I think people need it. I think it's essential, but like it diminishes how serious the threat he poses and the people who support him pose to our country.
Yeah, I mean, as if he could get more disgusting. But but you said, I loved what you said on Twitter. You said, I'm not sure why we're spending so much time talking about what the defendant in a criminal trial would prefer to be doing. I mean, this is the layer of this that I am enjoying so much is just his humiliation and the judge telling them shut the F up and sit the F down. And you are a criminal defendant. What do you not get about? You're not president anymore. You are a criminal defendant. I mean,
I don't think he understands. I mean, this is the thing. I think we all know people in our lives who have never been held accountable for their bad behavior. So a lot of people have like that brother, you know, they're like this freaking guy. My mom always lets him off. You know, like everybody has someone in their life. Donald Trump has done it to such an extreme. He should have been held accountable literally years ago. The man started his whole career, self-made businessman with millions of dollars from his daddy that he lost. Then he lost it again. Then he was bailed out again. Then he like stiffed workers. You know, I think about that poor story about that little piano maker that made all the pianos for his casinos and like by hand made them craftsmen. Yeah. And then Donald Trump just didn't pay him. And he went bankrupt trying to sue to get the money for the craftsmanship he did. Yeah. And I think how many little American workers thought, oh, I'm doing this great thing with this big businessman. And he's not a big businessman. He's always been a cheater and a liar.
And a fraud.
And it's about time someone said, you're being held accountable, so zip it. And look who's there with him from his family and his team. No one. No one. We all know he's guilty. So, like, stop it. Just stop.
Yeah. And, Lee, I just wonder, where are you on when they do a poll between you going, oh, these polls are BS, and thinking, oh, my God, how is it possible that they're tied or he's 2 points up, whatever it is, given everything that you've just said. And he, by the way, has been adjudicated a rapist and a business fraud. So we're not saying anything that's like we're engaging in hyperbole.
No, I think the thing is that I think people need to understand that polls are absolutely borderline useless until sort of September of the election year. It gives you a sense of something. But they're polling 2,000 people, and who are they talking to? Who picks up their phones?
Yeah.
You know, who texts back? Most people don't have time to do that. And then on top of that, I just don't think we are, you know, there are 30% of the Republican base that are diehard Trump, live, ride or die, doesn't matter. Those people will always answer the phone. Those people will always answer the poll. But the entire Republican Party isn't on board for this. And the Democrats are definitely not on board for this. Independents aren't on board for this. Classic Republicans aren't on board for this. I think we're going to find that we're quite surprised, much like we have been since the midterms in 2022. Polls said this, and then this is what happened in the actual election.
Thank you.
Because I don't think we're insane. As a country, I mean, I think 30% of us have always been insane from the dawn of our creation, really. But I don't think the majority of the country is insane. And I think we just need to put in the work to prove it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Lee, you know, I got to say, I loved your one tweet because it's exactly, we, Jody and I always say we marinate in this every day. And still sometimes you have a hard time getting your mind around it. And I think you're talking about Rovember. You're talking about Roe Rage. I mean, you said there are days when I actually can't believe, with all our advances and all we know, we're even contemplating the idea of the American government forcing women to be pregnant. It's mind-boggling. I mean, and that is what's been driving the actual results, right?
You know, Stephanie, it's so interesting because when the Dobbs decision came down, I was in a lot of rooms with a lot of politicians and a lot of people. A lot of them were men, and they kept saying, yes, people are very upset about this now, but it's not going to last forever, so we need to get back to the economy and we need to do this. And I said in one of the luncheons I was at, I was like, first of all, abortion is the economy. Like, a kitchen table issue is how many people are at your kitchen table. If you can afford to pay for their food, if you can afford to take care of them. So people have forgotten that, first of all, abortion is a huge economic issue. Secondly, I said to the same people, I said, it's not going away. Like, I understand where you're coming from, but as a woman, I'm telling you, the women in America are furious.
Yeah.
And it's only getting worse. We have, like, a law from the 1800s on board in Arizona. We're getting rid of IVF in Alabama. Like, people are outraged because it really is such a violation of our freedoms, of our personal rights, of our autonomy. And it's a slippery slope to so many other things.
Yeah.
And I think people are smart enough to realize that. It's shocking.
And
there we are.
Yeah, exactly. And they're doubling and tripling down, as you mentioned, Arizona and on and on. Here's the thing. You alluded to this on Twitter. The fact that they can still find women that are so, whatever it is, power hungry, like Christine Ohm, that will betray other women. She was asked, do you think there should be exceptions for rape and incest? And she said, I don't think a tragedy should perpetuate another tragedy. And you retweeted Fred Wellman, who said, rape isn't a tragedy. It's a violent crime, and forcing the victim to carry the child of her rapist is one of the most shameful and vicious acts of government imaginable. Absolutely monstrous people with their fake piety. And yet they find women to advocate for that, right?
Yeah, there's always been people, women particularly, white women particularly, who by their proximity to power feel that they are better off tying themselves to whoever is the top dog. So in this case, white Christian men. And I'm like, by association, I come second in line. So if you're handing out treats and you're giving it first to white Christian men, and I'm a white Christian woman who aligns with them, I'm going to get the treats second. So I think there are people who feel like they are safer in their position, because if we break down the system and we say everyone's equal by this, they might not know where their position is. They know exactly where their position is if they toe the line, and they like it like that.
Nice.
The problem is it doesn't serve the rest of us, and most of us are not in that camp. So they end up feeling like traitors. It reminds me a lot of if you watched Handmaid's Tale or if you read the book. You know, there are always a collection of women that are willing to throw other women under the bus.
Yeah.
Because of their own power structure. But it never serves them either. Serves them.
My former producer used to recommend that, and I was like, as entertainment? Why would I want to watch that? We're living it.
It's not as entertainment. It's like as a cautionary tale. I actually had to stop watching it. I was like, I'm too stressed out.
I know.
Instead, I'm marinating in it all day, and then you're like, oh, I think I'll take a no. You know, like, it's exhausting. But I did have to read it in high school because Margaret Atwood is a huge Canadian author, and of course, I grew up doing Canadian literature in Toronto, so that was a huge book we read.
So that's all a boot. Okay. So speaking of dead inside white ladies, here is Lara Trump.
Okay. He showed us a whole lot that we didn't know was going on within the media, within Washington, D.C. He exposed a lot of people, so they have to do everything they can to keep him out of that White House, because they know Donald Trump gets in for 4 more years, the jig is up for them. The gloves are off. There are no holds barred here. He is going full throttle. He's not worried about winning another election. It's 4 years of scorched earth when Donald Trump retakes the White House.
Wow. 4 years of scorched earth. You said policies and plans be damned. We're offering years of personal vendettas and retributions for our baseless sour grapes. Go team. I mean, that is a hell of a campaign message, right? It has nothing to do with you or your life or your family.
Yeah, we're going full scorched earth. That'll be terrific for the American people. Not to mention the fact she said we're not worried about another election. That's actually the telling part. Like, 4 more years, sure. That boy's not leaving. Yeah. If we give him power, he's not leaving. She's right. They're not worried about another election. They just have to win this one.
Yeah.
And then they'll do whatever they want. And we see what scorched earth looks like in other countries. People fall out of frickin' windows if you speak against the leader. You know, we take over half your company and say you need to pay penance to the leader. You know, we take down your media company, you lose your broadcast license because you don't say what the leader wants you to say. It's dear leader stuff, and that's exactly what she's telling us in her idiotic way, in her terrible pants. And it is, you know, it's unfortunate because they're saying out loud what they're going to do, and we just need to make sure enough people are like, hell no.
Speaking of vengeance, can we arrest her for the murder of Tom Petty songs? Do you think that's... I almost would rather hear her sing than talk. And that's...
Yeah. No, I think the literal and figurative police, I think Sting should arrest her personally for a crime against music.
20 minutes after the hour, politics girl Lee McGowan is here for the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sweet Lady Gaga, that is good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
They call me Hell. They call me
Steffi.
They call me Hell. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me
Come on. I mean, where else do you get Ting Tings and politics, girl? I mean, come on. Amy in Kentucky, you're on with Lee McGowan. Hello. Hi, Amy.
Hi, I love you both.
I love you back.
I was hoping that I could be the official musicologist of the Stephanie Miller Show.
So done. Thank you. We just had an opening. Go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So first of all, being in Kentucky, I want you to know that I did not vote for the tortoise or the hare, and I just vote the hell out of those ballots, and I'm working my best. So I want you to know that.
Good.
And I hope that when we get into the testimony about Donnie's Willie the One-Eyed Wonderworm, I hope that you will give us the sound effect for I'm the best.
Oh, yes.
Because
yes.
Suffering from depression, that has made me laugh so hard.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to say. And I love you guys.
Thank you. I love you back. I hope, I really do. I know that is the eighth grade boy in me, Lee. I know that.
We need those guys, too.
It is, first of all.
I can't do it. I'm like, ugh.
First of all, it's Pecker Day for those who celebrate. David Pecker will be the first witness. I mean, you can't really write this stuff. The eighth grade boy in me is just, and I'm just hoping some attorney says to Stormy Daniels, no, please, could we have more detail on the mushroom penis? Because
mushroom penis.
What? Huh? Oh, sorry. I don't know. We can't find our. I'm the best. Okay, but I know what you mean. There is a thing that you can't help but laugh because it's funny, but it also is a really sad week for America, isn't it?
It's a depressingly sad week. I mean, the thing is that there's a whole group, there's a whole consortium in this country that believes that he's not even on trial legally. Like this is just the deep state and Joe Biden doing this. It's like, this is a lifelong criminal finally seeing some sort of repercussion. And somebody said to the other day, and I thought it was so brilliant. They were like, this trial wouldn't even be happening if he wasn't so cheap. All he had to do was pay her in cash and it would be done, right? But no, he had to split it up into 35 freaking payments and put it through the campaign because he didn't want to pay for it himself. And you're like, bro, all you had to do was pay her in cash and this wouldn't even be a, but nope, not him. So like he's finally getting some sort of repercussions for his idiotic actions. And it's one of many, many, many trials this man is under. And honestly, the least interesting, but the funniest.
Right. Right. And in that big, you know, Sharpie Donald Trump signature that he uses to change the path of hurricanes, it's just, it could not get more cartoonish. I mean, it's really.
Well, that's the thing. Cartoonish is such a good word. Who wants a cartoon character as your president, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's a joke. He's a sad, sad joke. And it makes me so sad that there's this many Americans that believe he's an absolute triumph of patriotism and Americana and everything that American values should stand for. Like, talk about someone that doesn't deserve that mantle. I mean,
yeah.
Of all the people.
Well, and also, Lee, I was saying, in some ways, this is the best Biden campaign ad ever. Is you see who the emperor really has no clothes. He is a sleepy, grumpy, scared old man. And he's got
Honestly, if you call your
tonant, sleepy, anything.
Right.
You have one freaking job.
One job.
And it's to stay awake. I heard Chris Hayes saying that on TV. And he's like, you had one job. And I'm like, that's it. If you're calling your opponent Sleepy Joe, you sure as hell cannot fall asleep anywhere public.
Yeah.
And I recently was talking about, like, we keep talking about Trump and how it's not fair and how he's wasting his time and do-do-do. It's like, what about that poor jury? Like, that poor jury, talk about wasting their time.
Yeah.
Have you done jury duty? It's like a horror show.
Oh.
And then you're going to get doxxed on top of everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And farts. Let's just, I'm sorry, but we have to, okay. 29 minutes after the hour, more politics, girl, on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money case has ruled that if Trump takes the stand, prosecutors can question him about a number of previous legal issues. Here's ABC's John Santucci with more on what that could mean.
Think about all the cases Donald Trump has gone through up until this moment, the two E. Jean Carroll cases, etc. All of that can come up in court. And talking about where Donald Trump, of course, violated the gag order in some of those proceedings, being the attorney general's case, and was hit with fines, etc.
Trump had sought to block all questions about other legal issues if he testified. The first witness is expected to be former National Enquirer editor David Pecker. And at some point, Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen will speak. Trump's team likely to try to discredit him.
They're going to say he is a liar, he is a fraud, he is a committed perjurer, and he is the key to their case, and you cannot trust his credibility.
That's ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease. People have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Taylor Swift's new album, Tortured Poets Department, dropped Friday night at midnight. Swift also released a video for her song Fortnite, the first single off the album. Did anyone else have their hopes up that Swift would actually do the Fortnite dance in the video? The video is a collaboration with Post Malone. This is her 11th studio album. Swift said she's been a fan of Malone's for a long time and finds him incredibly talented. She also teams up with Florence the Machine's Florence Welch on the song Florida, which will also be released as a single. Kourtney Kardashian turned 45 last week, and her husband, Travis Barker, posted photos on social media of her and their 5-month-old son, Rocky. Together, they have a total of 7 kids, including 3 from Kardashian's previous marriage and 3 from Barker's 2 previous marriages. People.com got very excited for the post and called it a rare photo of Barker's wife and baby. Yes, somehow People is under the assumption the Kardashians like their privacy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Clouds increasing today as high temperatures strike the mid-60s. Thanks to the southwest winds pulling in the warmth but gusting up to 30 miles per hour. A quick shot of rain rolls through this evening and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment that kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we celebrate Earth Day and talk about all the ways we can help protect Wisconsin's precious resources. And a round of 3 headlines and a lie, don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
I always call them alpha liberals. But, you know, with this Hunter Biden bull, I'm so glad he keeps bringing up, you know, all this money to Jared, the Saudi Arabian money, on and on. And this grift that has that started a million years ago and is just ongoing. Can you imagine how bad it would be if Trump ever got that?
No, honestly, it all feels like a little bit of a shell game, three-card Monty situation. Like, if we keep looking at Hunter Biden, we won't notice what Jared's been doing. We won't notice all the things Ivanka got while she was there. We won't notice, we won't notice, we won't notice. It's a look over here, distraction, shiny thing. And it's exhausting.
Yeah, yeah. We have some, this is actually breaking news from the courtroom. Trump had to be jolted awake in court at least for the fourth time. Investigative reporter Suzanne Craig said Trump is struggling to stay awake. His eyes were closed for a short period. He was jolted awake when Todd Blanche's lawyer nudged him while sliding a note in front of him. And I'm guessing the note said, please stop farting. Please, for the love of God, I can't breathe. We were just saying, the mainstream media is not going to be our friend. We just have to take that as a given. If you imagine if Joe Biden fell asleep 4 times in the last several days, they would declare his campaign over, wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, think about all the things we used to say campaigns were over for. You cheered too loud at your own, you know, like we had someone go, woo, too loud, campaign over, you know? Oh, he had an affair back in the day, campaign over. Oh, he might have said this, campaign over. And this man can, like, literally do anything, and he's still the hero of the century, and it's absolutely unreal. Literally, this is the same media that, like, lost their mind over Obama wearing a tan suit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
I mean,
no, they're not helping.
Meanwhile, getting Ukraine funding passed is a BFD, as someone would say. You retweeted Simon Rosenberg, said it was a triumph against the forces of isolationism within the GOP and a major moment of bipartisan consensus in a Congress that for the past year has been mostly defined by its dysfunction. Simon says, you know, turns out having the most experienced person to ever enter the Oval Office has been a blessing for America in a tumultuous time. House rule for Ukraine funding passes 316-94. I mean, the fact that Joe Biden has got as much done as he has gotten done with a whatever this is in the House, but just such slim margins is a miracle in itself, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But I think it really should bring home for people that experience matters, that wisdom matters, that knowing how to do the job matters. Like this, you know, people get on and on about term limits. And I do think there should be term limits for Supreme Court justices, but in general, there are term limits for people in Congress. They're called elections, you know what I mean? And really, if you keep getting reelected and you're actually doing your job and you're learning on the job and you're making connections and you know your peers and you know how it works, Joe Biden was in the Senate for a really long time. He understands how it all works. Yeah. He gets it. He was the vice president. Now he's the president. And he can use that experience to navigate these waters that couldn't be choppier. And yet we needed this bill passed, and here we are again. Here we are with the bills to fund the government. Here we are with the bills to do infrastructure. Here we are with the bills to bring manufacturing back to America. Here we are with the bills addressing climate change, you know, and he's working with all these people who have experience in these areas, which is what a good leader does. They say, okay, let me get the top people here and let's discuss this and let's get her done. And he's getting her done. You know, I think the thing that's making people upset about this one is that the Republicans jammed in that TikTok thing in that must pass defense bill.
Yeah, Yeah. By the way, a little bit of breaking news. Rachel Maddow is in the courtroom. I will be tuning in tonight for her impressions. But, you know, it does go to the historic nature of today in a bad way, I suppose, that this, it literally is, as much as we know, Lee, to sit here and go, this is the first day of the first criminal trial ever of a president of the United States. I don't know, Jody, when is the immunity? Because Alan in Virginia wanted to talk about the immunity hearing. Just this idea that he is arguing literally that he is above the law. Alan in Virginia, you're on with Politics Girl.
Yes, hi. The Constitution provides for impeachment of the president for high crimes and misdemeanors, so therefore no president can have immunity from prosecution. It's in the Constitution. This is ridiculous that the Supreme Court's even bringing this up.
Yeah. But isn't, yeah, absolutely, Alan. But Lee, isn't that that our whole system of justice hangs in the balance, that the most serious one, in my view, is the documents, and we have some unqualified Trump, you know, appointed hack in Florida. So maybe I'm too happy crappy. I find it hard to believe that could just go away. Like we just go, oh, well, never mind. He stole and maybe disseminated our nuclear secrets. And that's, you know, and now we're, as Alan is saying, the fact that the Supreme Court is even hearing this and giving Donald Trump the delay that he wants is already. And here's my, I guess what I'm trying to form is a question here that is about, this is what they want. They want to tear down all of our belief, right, in any institutions, in the judicial system, in our systems of government, that everyone just goes, oh, everyone's corrupt, and oh, everyone does it, and oh, both sides do it. Isn't that part of it?
I mean, yes, of course. If democracy has stopped working for you, then you have to turn against democracy. I mean, it's a well-known thing. And they've taken over the courts. The right wing of America took over the courts starting years ago. Like, it's a 50-year project, because they knew they were losing the will of the electorate. They knew they could no longer win on their personalities and their issues and their policies. So they were like, we're not going to get a lot of what we want done passed through the actual 535 people that can pass our federal laws. So we will attack the states, and we will get all those little state houses and get things changed on the state level, and then we'll get the courts. And the courts will basically say, no, this law you passed isn't legal. No, this thing isn't legal. No, we're going to overturn this in your defense, in your defense, in your defense. Right now they're passing a million laws, really just helping out right-wing Christians. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what we've really had to figure out here is how important the judicial branch of the government is, which I think a lot of us have forgotten. And that when we hire a president, when we hire the legislators, the Congress is who checks the judiciary. That's their job. They check the judiciary. So whoever we put in Congress are the people who can expand the court, check the court, give the court ethics rules, say you can't hire some hack. You know, there's a bunch of people Trump put into office that were not deemed fit by the Bar Association, and yet they got on the bench, and it's for life. That's what they say. But it's also supposed to be in good standing. So we could have Congress explain what in good standing meant. They could pass a law saying, it means you can't do this, 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 and this, and we could start impeaching way more judges. We don't need to just stick with it. It's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I want people to be like, we can fix this. This is how. We can fix this.
Right.
This is how.
Because
this is the problem. Let's fix it.
That's what I love about you, among a million other things. But that's what they want, is for us to lose hope and to give up and no despair. And no, you can't change anything. It's all fixed and rigged. And, you know, I mean, and here's the thing I think that's so despicable. We're still getting our heads around. The Supreme Court has taken bodily autonomy away from millions of women. And they're coming for gay marriage. They're coming for contraception, on and on. But now what's even more despicable is they're trying to trick us. Like Trump and Carrie Lake, like, oh, no, they're really moderate. No. You can't have it both ways. He took credit for Roe being overturned. All of this is on his. This is why listen to the Lincoln Project ad on that real quick.
Carrie Lake and Donald Trump, at first, they admitted they wanted a national abortion ban.
I don't think abortion pills should be legal.
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Now, they're pretending they won't back the ban if they're elected. They're lying.
This total ban on abortion is out of line with where the people of this state are.
Did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out.
I
agree with President Trump. This is such a personal and private issue.
Two frauds desperately running from the truth and from their real position. She backed the ban, and he's still bragging about ending Roe.
Look, that I was able to terminate Roe v. Wade, and I'm proud to have done it. I was so honored to have done it.
They'll ban all abortion, even to save a mother's life. They'll end IVF, and they'll ban birth control. Donald Trump and Carrie Lake, they're the same. They're dishonest, deceptive, and dangerous for every woman.
Yeah. So that's the other, just, you know, that they think we're stupid. That they, you know, because they can start to sort of sound like they're moderate, but you can't. There's no takesy backsies, is there, in politics?
No. I mean, shocker, the liars lie, right? I mean, that's the thing. Both Carrie Lake and Donald Trump are opportunists, and they realize that this is a losing issue for them, and people hate it. And so they're backtracking, not because they believe anything differently, and not because they wouldn't get abortions themselves if they needed it. They just want to control everyone. But they're certainly not going to tell you that until you give them power. Yeah. And they've just realized that it's a losing issue. So they've just changed the words that come out of their mouth. They're not going to change what they'll do.
Yeah.
Quite clear about what they're going to do. And like you said, they're just gaslighting us, and we should be insulted by it.
Yeah. There's another Donald Trump fart joke in there, but I'm not going to make it. Okay. Yeah, and this is why I appreciate people, our allies, like, you know, from the Lincoln Project, because I don't know what to say anymore about the Bill Barrs and John Boltons of the world that warn what a clear and present danger, international and national security threat Donald Trump is. But, you know, I'm still going to vote for him, or I'm going to write someone. I'm not going to. They don't go the step to say you have to vote for the only person that can stop fascism from coming to America in the form of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are people that are looking out for number one, right? So if they think that there's a possibility that he could use the Electoral College to actually win, or they could use election vigilantism to actually win, they want to make sure they're on his good side, because he's telling us, through Lara Trump just told us, it's going to be years of scorched earth, right? So don't be on the wrong side of scorched earth. If you don't say you're going to vote for Biden, Biden's not going to get into the presidency in 2024 and hunt down Bill Barr and ruin his life. Yeah. But guess who would? Trump, right? So they're weasels. They're self-protecting weasels. They know exactly what the right thing to do is, and they're not doing it because they're cowards.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should understand that. They're probably also criminals, if we're being entirely
Thank you. I always say, like, I say to Jody, why is Bill Barr on TV and not in prison? I don't understand. He should be, he'd go the way of John Mitchell. I mean, it's just...
Because we need to fix our courts, period.
Yeah.
We need better legislators to get better judges to fix our courts.
Yep.
Because Bill Barr should be in prison.
Yeah. Thank you. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Done With Debt. Right? You go to bed thinking about it, wake up thinking about it. Oh, am I the only one with no life? Okay. Well, my point is, it's stressful, Jody.
Yes.
It's right?
Yeah.
You got high interest credit cards. You got loans that make it impossible to pay off your debt. You live in paycheck to paycheck. Done With Debt is your lifeline. They have an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. They analyze all your debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. That's like all those, right? Those just make it worse. It's like those homemade cures for stuff where you're like, no, you're not supposed to put that on it. Don't. You're going to make it. Oh, now you made it worse. Okay. Done With Debt. The experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But hurry. Some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The crypt of Toot Toot Car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashed into walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase, covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you Baroque it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lair. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus with lots of miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
Stephanie Miller.
Well, this girl did. Politics Girl. Her new book, A Return to Common Sense. Follow her on all the socials. She's a social media rock star. YouTube, you name it. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
By the way, somebody else tweeted, you get the truth told in the funniest way possible. I've stopped watching mainstream media. That's all you need is the Stephanie Miller Show and Politics Girl. And there you go. I guess a sad commentary, but one of our listeners said recently, they said, I only go to comedians for my news. But comedians actually are doing a much better job than the mainstream media on calling Trump out and telling the truth, don't you think?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, comedians have always been good. Listen, to be funny, you have to be smart. I think that's something people really need to understand, that funny people are smart. I'm definitely not a comedian, but I think that there's a whole contingent out here of people that realize that something was missing, and they tried to fill the space. And I think that we're seeing a cultural shift on how people get their information, because they realize that these big media conglomerates, they're owned by, you know, about six people. At this point, there's six companies that own most of our media.
Yeah.
And they have a bottom line and they have shareholders they have to answer to. And they want to get both sides because they don't want to alienate any possible ad dollars. And those of us that are out here dealing with truth and facts, we don't have those same requirements. We're not making the same paychecks, but we are giving much better information.
I mean, just that Jimmy Kimmel joke at the Oscars, isn't it past your jail time? I mean, it got such a huge reaction, made Trump lose his mind. But, you know, but again, sort of calling it out, the ridiculousness of this moment, that this is a criminal, that we are about to, we are even thinking of giving the nuclear codes to a criminal.
No, we can't do it. I think that's the thing. We have to understand that this is just not a possibility. And the fact that we have a system that has made it possible means that we have to adjust the system itself. Because this should not be possible. He should not be able to be the nominee.
Yeah,
and everyone, you know, should know that.
And as I said, it is Pecker Day. David Pecker is the first witness. I know. It's immature. It brings out the eighth grade boy in me between that and the fart jokes. But it also, I would argue, because people think, oh, well, this is not as serious. It actually is. It is the original sin. It's the original election interference that you know, as you say, he's been a lifelong cheater. He's cheated at everything his entire life. So the first witness scheduled to provide testimony today will bring dynamite evidence that jumps to the heart of the case and shows Trump intended to conceal his affairs in order to win the presidency, according to one expert. David Pecker expected to provide crucial testimony about his role in suppressing stories detrimental to Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. It is kind of breathtaking the amount of cheating he had to do between Russia and all of this. Pecker could be a key witness in ways more devastating than Michael Cohen, according to the expert. This also indicates the DA is foregrounding unlawful election interference for the jurors. He was a principal, David Pecker, at the August 2015 Trump Tower meeting with Trump and Michael Cohen setting up the catch-and-kill election operation. It's, you forget that this is bigger than just Stormy Daniels, right? It's this whole catch-and-kill. It's Karen McDougal. It's that all this was going on.
Yeah. No, it's much bigger. And I think the thing is that the Trump people are not going to argue that Trump didn't do the crime. They're going to argue that the Michael Cohen isn't worth listening to because he's gone to jail for lying, right? They're going to argue that Donald Trump was just listening to his lawyer and he was just taking his advice. And the problem is they only need one juror to be like, well, maybe that's true. And then the case is gone. The thing we have to remember is that this isn't a payoff a porn star case. This is an election interference case.
And I keep saying, my dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor. I keep saying, this is going to be like the Nuremberg trial. The Trump trials, I feel like, are just going to go on forever because he keeps committing crimes on in the middle of being tried for the original ones.
Yeah, I mean, he can't stop himself. I mean, like, the amount of money he had to pay E. Jean Carroll because he just couldn't shut his trap is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But this is the behavior of someone who has literally never been held accountable for anything in his life, not for a single mistake, didn't get into school on his own, didn't get out of the you know, his dad got him out of the draft. Everything he has done, someone has fixed it for him, fixed it. And so I think it's kind of ironic that his fixer is the one that's going to end up, along with the Pecker, you know, testifying against him.
This is Representative Garcia on the more criming. Yes.
We also know that this is a barter part of the grift that the Trump family is doing on the American people. We know that Donald Trump, for example, gave his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a job at the White House. We know that his son put together a $110 billion arms deal with the Saudi government. We know that Jared Kushner received a $2 billion investment fund from the Saudi government after just leaving the White House, just a month after leaving the White House.
Yeah, and then one more. Here we go.
We have actually evidence that China funneled cash to Donald Trump through his businesses while he was president. That is illegal, okay, and it threatens national security.
All right, I can't even hear anymore. It's overwhelming. His criminality is overwhelming. It's almost like we're like, oh, well, let's just forget those first 47 crimes because we've got these to focus on now.
Well, that's the thing, Steph. In a lot of ways, It's like a fire hose, right? It's a fire hose of crimes. And when there's that many, it's hard to be upset about any of them because you can't possibly, you get outrage fatigue, right? So you, then you're like, oh, yeah, I mean, I know it's a lot. And you're like, no, no, you actually have to take each one individually. There is a reason the Republicans keep going on Hunter and the crime family and the Biden crime family. It's so we won't go, actually, Jared Kushner's a full-on criminal who sold out Khashoggi. And that was it,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. The woman is Lee McGowan, politics girl, the woman, the myth, the legend. We love you so much. Thanks so much. The book is A Return to Common Sense. We love you. There she goes.
Lee Sweetwater. Bye.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next show, we celebrate a famous Wisconsin tradition. You guessed it. Polka music. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.